The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com, and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence, and now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Hello, hello, folks. Good morning. This is Divya, and I want to share with you something fun today. Looks like our guest in New Zealand may not be able to join us, or may be able to join us a little bit later. So what I'm going to do is I am going to give you a wonderful introduction to how to write your book in 90 days today. And what we shall do is we will just kind of go over how you can do that, because there are 83% of people who want to write their books, and only a handful of those finish becoming published authors. So how can we do that? What we will be doing is we will be checking out how to do that. And I want to wish you a very, very happy new year. Hope you had a wonderful holiday, because I am sure that you had a good holiday with your loved ones. And if you did not, I sincerely hope that you have a wonderful new year filled with joy, love, health, and well-being. So important, so important, folks, to do that. So folks, here's what we are going to do. We will be going over how to write your book in 90 days. And yes, so many of you just reach out to us all the time asking me, Divya, you have written not so many books, some books in like 90 days, some in 6 months, some in less time, or some in more time. So today what we are going to do is we will just be sharing how to go ahead and do that. So first of all, why should you write a book, right? It's a good question anybody can ask. And here's the thing, that writing your book, it helps you in multiple ways. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, then I say writing your book is the way to go, because it's such a best way to connect with your readers, to connect with your audience. And why is it a good way to connect with your audience? Because here's what I'll tell you. What it does for you is that it introduces the audience to you without having to, you know, speak to you, without you having to go ahead and write tons of content. And when you're writing like ton of contents, what happens is that life for that content is so small. Yes, it's there. But then what happens is that you put out a post. Yes, it's there on the profile. But then maybe it's shown to few people. Versus when you have a book, what happens is that you can be living in somebody's house for quite some long time. Yes, they may put the book on the shelf. You may say, oh, you know what? They may not read me if it's an ebook. And yet it's something that has got more permanence than anything else. So folks, so the first thing what I'm going to tell you is that, as Brené Brown says, if we own the story, then we can write the ending. So similarly, this is your life. What are you going to write in your next chapter? Let you be the one to decide. And when we talk about authority building book, what is authority? Authority is something not like, oh, yes, I gotta have like in a deep voice, or I gotta have a title, or I gotta be somebody tall and strong and built like that. No, authority is something establishing your expertise, establishing yourself as the trusted leader in the industry. And what that book does for you is it creates opportunities. It allows people to judge for themselves whether you are the expert or not. It will distinguish you from other entrepreneurs who have not written a book. And if you're solving people's problem in a certain area, not only people are saying that, yes, you know what? Divya solved my problem, how to go from becoming expert to influencer, one of my books. And then you become known in that specific niche. And you can write about your passion, your expertise. And why is it easier to attract new clients? You don't have to offer free consultations. You don't have to spend time. And why is that? Because potential clients can just read your book and try you before they buy you, because people work with people. Doesn't matter, folks. Wherever you go, people work with people. So here's what goes. Let's dive into like, okay, what is the additional bonus of writing that authority building book? They've invested in you. They've said yes to you once. And on top of that, the biggest thing, folks, is that you can help more people. To me, it's more about the impact than anything else. It's not just about growing your business. Those people who may not be able to afford you, because I know that you're not trading your time for dollars, you're trading your time for value. For those people, folks, you are able to help them, because you're one person. You can only work with so many people. And as a result, what happens is that you can just beautifully help those people out, make a difference in people's lives. And let me just kind of go over, like, you know, some of the bestsellers we have had. Like, we have had 165 authors from a team who have been published, and they have reached number one best-selling author. And as a result, not only have they gained authority status in the industry, they've got paid speaking engagements, and it has opened doors, and there's so much more, folks. And if you don't want to write for anybody else, that's completely fine. Let's say if you're an entrepreneur or a healer or high achieving leader, or you're a consultant, the biggest and the most significant reason for you to write a book is for yourself. Why, you may say that? Because when you're writing a book, it's not just like writing a blog. It's not like writing a post for social media. It's not about getting on the podcast and speaking to it. It's not about just going on the video camera and doing a 2-minute or even half an hour Facebook Live. It's different. And why can I say that, folks? Because I've done it all. And out of that, I can tell you, writing a book is putting a piece of your soul and yourself out there, putting a piece of your heart, making that work of art and science. And what it does is it clarifies your single most unique specialty and calling. It helps you to declutter anything that does not aid this calling. And why does it do that? You will see as I'm going through the different steps. It helps you to zero in the most important way you can help your audience. And you can reignite your passion and boost your self-confidence. Like, because as you're writing down, as you're drilling down, as you're becoming more and more clear, what it does for you is that it helps you to know what you're offering, how you can help others. So the key is, folks, that if you can help others and if you want to help others, then yes, you can write a book. Because you may be thinking, gosh, I'm not a writer. Writing is just not my thing. Here's what I'll tell you. If you're an entrepreneur and if you're speaking to your client, whether you're a plumber, you're an electrician, you're a real estate person showing a house to the first-time home buyers or helping the homeowners sell their stuff, or you're a financial planner, you know, you're having that person come in and helping them with their retirement. If you're speaking to someone, if you're having conversations that are really helpful, if you help your clients zero in their issues, if you're making recommendations on their problems, are you asking them helpful, probing questions to figure out where they want to be? Are you providing advice? Are you providing tools? Are you providing guidance to your clients? If you have said yes to any of it, then here's what I'll tell you. Yes, you can write your book. The biggest thing in writing your book is to own your story. You may say, oh, you know what? I'm writing about my expertise. Where is my story? Your expertise comes from your story, folks. How you struggled, how you became an entrepreneur, or how you became a financial planner, or how you are taking the principles that you are sharing with your clients and putting them in your own lives. So all you got to do is just speak directly to your clients, just as if you were in a conversation with them. And you know, what you could do is, which I have done several times, is just pick up your phone, speak into it, let it record. And you can have either your virtual assistant transcribe it, or there are apps where you can speak in and it will do speech to text. So yes, there are going to be typos. Yes, there are going to be sentences that are not great grammatically. But at this point in time, it's okay. Just do a stream of consciousness. Now you may say, oh gosh, I can't even do that, Divya. You know what else you could do? You could just go out. Seek out the top industry leaders in your industry. Doesn't matter whether you're an electrician, you're a plumber, you're a real estate agent, you're financial, you're a healer, you're an entrepreneur, you're a doctor, you're a dentist. Doesn't matter. As long as you are making a difference, as long as you want to make an impact, you want to reach more people, you want to also grow your business for yourself, you can just interview top 10 to 12 people in your industry. And guess what? You can interview them and formulate it in a wonderful book, because that's still bringing value and you're highlighting people in your industry, and that shows that you're comfortable in your shoes. You're okay to be the one who is anchoring and bringing people back to your audience to share their expertise. So, all right, let's take a look at the steps. The first step is you brainstorm and create a strong outline. And when we talk about like brainstorming, here's the thing, folks. Just begin with a general idea of your topic. And then you write an outline, brainstorming components. An easy format would be, so for example, if I were just writing a book, like, okay, you know, topic is, let's say, writing a book. Then I would break it down into different sections. For example, why should you even write a book? As I started out giving you my secrets, like I mentioned in the earlier section, then why? why you should write a book as an entrepreneur, because not only it creates speaking opportunities, not only it helps you to impact, not only it clarifies your thinking, and not only it establishes you to become a trusted leader, not only it helps you to connect with your audience and create raving fans, but more. Then section two, how to write a book, as I'm going through right now. Different steps. So once you have brainstormed as to like what's your outline, then what you can do is that you can take those sections and break it down further into subsections. I'll give an example. Let's say why you should write a book. Introduction. What are the benefits? And showing the case studies, how it has helped. So for me personally, like if I were to write an introduction, I would say like, you know, something like one of the stories that still gives me goosebumps to this day, which still gets me out of the bed. So I'll share with you, like, you know, one morning during winters, probably 3 or 4 years back when I was writing my second last book, and I was having a writer's block. And I'm like, what the heck? I've written already 10, 12 books. Why the heck am I writing another book? For what? I get up on the wrong side of the bed, I guess, having a really lousy day. Lousy morning, even with the coffee, gloomy weather. I had the winter blues. Could not snap out of my funk mood. I push myself, sit down in front of the computer, open the screen, looking at the blank screen. Okay, you know what? I can't write. So why don't I go ahead and check my emails? And then this email pops out. Thank you for writing The Entrepreneur's Garden. And guess what? I open it up and this wonderful reader had sent me an email. I don't know the person, and yet I felt connected to that person in that moment, sharing that, thank you for writing this book. Because as I was reading the book, it was as if somebody gave me the permission to be myself. And guess what? That broke my writer's block. The floodgates opened and the words just came pouring out. For next 3 days, I could not stop writing. Non-stop, folks. So that's where, if you're writing a book, start out with a story. Why you should write a book. And that's the reason I write my book. And I'm sharing my story. So what that does is that when you have an outline, it helps you to stay on track. And it also helps you assess whether you're telling the right stories, whether you're giving the right tools to people, because you just don't want to give like willy-nilly. And that's not a tight, cohesive product. So as I'm telling you the story, it gives you the context of why I'm even doing this radio show on this. It's because I'm passionate about it. It's because I can make an impact. And so that's your first step, folks, is creating that outline and with a defined focus and the topic. Very important. So here's what I'll share with you. Like, you know, when you talk about topic, very focused topic and angle. So for example, the topic is chronic pain. So one of my authors, gosh, she's phenomenal. So she wrote a book, and her book topic was chronic pain, breaking the fiber code for fibromyalgia. So her angle was like, how could a person find the soul power to conquer a life overshadowed by pain? So folks, that's how what you do is, when there's a topic, it's just an idea. But then when you narrow down the angle, it becomes an identity. It takes on its own form. So I gave you an example of Penny Chisholm's book. than how she brought it. So folks, that's our first step, that you create an outline, make sure to refine your focus and topic. The step two, naming your book. There's several different formulas for naming the book. We're only going to just kind of like highlight one. Promise. What is your book about? So important, folks, that the book gives you the insights, a peek into what the book is going to do for you. What's the book going to do for the reader? Is it creating some curiosity? So I'll give you like, you know, a couple of titles. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change by Stephen Covey. So it's telling you, who is it for? It is for the effective people, people who are ready to become more effective, or it is for professionals or entrepreneurs who want to become more and more effective. So either it is for effective people, or it is also for people who want to be effective. So there are different levels. So, okay, I'm effective. How can I be more effective? You know what? I'm a good professional. How can I be more powerful and more productive and high performing in my day-to-day life through personal change? So it creates that curiosity, and it gives you the promise that what's in the book, what it will do for you. Similarly, one of my books, Expert to Influencer, How to Position Yourself for Meaningful Impact. What does it tell you? It's for experts. Now, who can be an expert? An expert can be an expert in any industry. An influencer is that, how do you uplevel yourself? How do you move from just being an expert to becoming an influencer, where an influencer is like a rising tide that lifts all boats? An influencer is somebody who can influence masses, who can make a bigger impact. And then the book tells you how to position yourself for meaningful impact. So it's not just about money. It's not just about fame and name. It's about impact. Because when there is impact, money follows. When there is impact, name follows. Those are the side and the byproducts. So we have taken a look at the step number 2. How do you give a title? The next step is step number 3. All right, you have an outline, you have a framework. What do you do next? What you do is you go ahead and take your title, you take your outline and tighten it. So here's what you do. You go through okay, my topic is chronic pain, and it's about bringing about the personal change. It's about using my soul power to get out of that shadow of that pain. We're going back to Penny's book. Now, if you have a recipe in there, or if you have stories about parenting, it's not going to flow. It does not connect. It's not providing any context to it, folks. So you take it out. So that's how you tighten your tagline, because you do not, and I repeat that, you do not want to have that in your book because it does not make any sense. So what you do is, anything that's not promising your reader the solution to their pain, anything that is superfluous, anything that's taking you away from the topic, you remove it. And now what you can do is add stories, your personal anecdotes. You can share case studies as to how things worked out for people. So for example, I'll share with you that when Penny and I were working together, so we were thinking like, okay, you know, should it just be just about general pain, or what it should be? What if she niches it down? Will she miss out on a lot of different people? Will she miss out on her audience? So folks, here's what happened. If you just kind of focus on the topic, it was for fibromyalgia, but guess what? Pain is pain. Chronic pain is chronic pain. So yes, it talks about breaking the fibro code, but it becomes attractive to other people as well because the word gets out. Because the more you are niched, the more focused you are, the more stories there are in there, then what happens is that people start talking about it. So actually in Penny's case, other hypnotists reach out to her who are not working with people with fibromyalgia. They're working with people who have chronic pain. And they are buying her book in stocks. She gets a lot of clients from her potential readers because they have seen the impact of her writing. That if her writing is so powerful, her interaction with them personally will be even more powerful. So niching it down and tightening your outline is very, very important. So that's the third step we finished. The next step is scheduling your writing time. And when we talk about writing time, folks, here's what I'll say. If you don't schedule it, it ain't happening. So first kind of sit down and realize as to like, okay, you know what? I want to finish my book in 30 days. I want to finish my book in 90 days. I want to finish my book in 80 days, 180 days or 100 days. Doesn't matter. Sit down and think about like, what's your timeline? So that's one thing to do. Another thing to do is that how big of a book you want to write? Let's say if you want to write 40,000 word book. Take those 40,000 words and then divide it by the timeline that you've come up with. 40,000, let's say we divide, if you know, you want to write 40,000 words in 120 days. So now you take 40,000 words and you divide it by 120 days. It comes down to 333. And yes, I'm telling you, this is how you can write your book in 90 days. So then you would divide it by 90. So I'm telling you that this can be done in 90 days. Yes, it can. Not only I have done, we have seen a lot of our authors do that. But at the same token, you can make it your own. You can personalize it. If you want to write it in 120 days, do it. So now you get like, oh, 340 words a day. That's not a lot to write. So folks, when you break it down and when you put it on the calendar, then guess what's going to happen? You're committed to it. And as long as you do, at that rate, you'll be able to finish it. So now we finished four steps. The step number five, write your copy. Don't look left, don't look right. Have your outline in front of you. And we talked about different ways how you could write your book, whether through dictating or just recording into your phone, into your computer, using transcription, using paper pad and notes. If you like writing with a pen, whatever, or in a notebook where you're using the pen, whatever works for you. Just write, write, write. And here's what I'm going to tell you. As you write, let it be stream of consciousness. Do not go back and take a look at it. Just finish it. Because the minute you'll go back and you'll find that temptation to write, you're going to be like, ah! This is not so good. You know, I don't think so. This is the way to go. Who am I to write? And this is not clear. And all those doubts will start creeping in and you'll start editing it. And it can just kind of go anywhere, folks. It can take just a detour. So just write. No backtracking. So folks, let's get into the step number six, the editing process. And of course, folks, you know, I'm just touching upon these steps. The reason being, that we do not have enough time. And as a matter of fact, as I shared with you, our guest from New Zealand, probably because of time difference or something like that, was not able to join. So this is, I decided to do it on the spur of the moment. And how could I do it? It's because not only I've written multiple books, but because I'm passionate about it. And I love sharing with you. And what a wonderful time that it happened. Rather than sitting here and thinking that, oh, I wish my guest was here, I am at your service and thrilled that I have this time with you and I can take this opportunity to share with you, especially if you're thinking of writing your book. So folks, in the editing process, here's what I'll say, that you do not go and have your friends and family read your book and start editing. Don't do that. First thing, like we talked about, finish off your draft. Walk away. Yeah, just walk away, celebrate. It's important to celebrate yourself. And then come back and just, you know, you can use, if you're using Microsoft Office or some online checker, just go through it and do a spell check and a general read through. And you will find that you'll be able to find a lot of mistakes and clear them out yourself. So do that. And then walk away, come back again, and then look at the story flow and see if this is what you want, or do you want to connect with a professional editor, which I strongly recommend, because just like driving a car, doesn't matter, folks, how good of a driver you are, you gotta look over your shoulder to make sure nobody's there in your blind spot. And it can be tough. Similarly, as you're writing, we all have blind spots, and a professional editor can spot things that you'll not be able to spot. So that's what I would highly recommend, is that you reach out to a professional editor after you have gone through the book and you have done the spell check and made sure that, you know, your book stays true to its promise. And we talk about the promise of providing that solution or providing that transformation or providing that information to your reader. So important, folks. And then if you find that, before you are sending it out to the editor, you find that some of the sections are boring, you're not liking it. So if you are finding it boring, to whom that wonderful, 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 how should I say, that you're passionate about that idea, right? You are so passionate about that wonderful topic that is so near and dear to you. But now, if you're not liking it, that means your reader is not going to like it. So what you're going to do is you are very nicely removing the sections that has no relevance, removing the sections that are boring, removing the sections that are not keeping the promise, removing the sentences that are just overflowing. So you have done whatever you can, and then you go ahead and send it to the editor. And folks, last but not the least, is that once you have your book go through the editor, be prepared for some feedback. And there may be some times that you don't like it, and it's okay to sit down and understand their reasoning behind their feedback, understanding where they're coming from. And then the next step would be the publishing. And either there are three different ways you can go about it. So it's important to get the book cover right. Because think about it, like, you know, when you are buying a book on Amazon, you see the covers, or you see so many other books recommended by Amazon or Barnes and Nobles or Nook, like wherever you are at, or reading Google Read, or you're on Goodreads. So that cover is what captures the people. The title is what captures the people. The how the book is laid out captures the people. So it's important to keep in mind, given the time we have, folks, I'm just going to quickly touch upon all these things. Make sure that you are keeping an eye on all these things. Like, you know, this book, like, how are you planning to share it? The social media, the promotion, the launch parties, virtual launch parties, or actual signing. Yes, one of our authors just got into local Barnes and Noble. So there can be so many things, folks. There are a lot of things to keep in mind. So today we have just touched upon, barely upon the surface. And touching upon the surface. So, folks, here's how you can write your book in 90 days in a nutshell. And the planning is the key. If you want to write your first draft and publish it, you gotta put that timeline ahead of time. Now you may say that, oh gosh, I don't know this, I don't know that. And folks, here's the thing. Yeah, there are a lot of things you may not know. But then what could you do is that you can find out. We do offer a program. So folks, you may say, huh, you offer a program, so what? Here's what I'll share with you is that we have done it time and time and time again. And folks, not sharing with you that you gotta go with us or not go with us, but here's the thing. Go with someone who has traveled the road before. Go with someone who has fallen down. Go with someone who has literally eaten the dust. Yes, I've fallen on the ground and had the dust all over my face and tasted the dust in my mouth. Doesn't taste good. All those mistakes, tons and tons of mistakes. And guess what? The mistakes just don't stop. The learning never stops. We continue learning with every author that we support and help publish. So we will be sharing with you the link and you can see it in the ticker if you want to go check it out. We would love to have a conversation with you and just you know, check out the page, and if you're interested, we will be there to support you fully, folks. Yes, I'm here to support you, to walk you through each step, to be with you each and every single step so that your dream comes true, especially in the beginning of the new year. And it's almost like this was meant to be. I didn't even know that I was going to do this show with you today. It happened. And I want to wish you the best of the new years because there's nothing more powerful than a new year and letting your voice be heard, giving a voice to your message so that you can impact others. Because know that your story could become a survival guide for somebody else. If you have the expertise, if you have something that can help solve people's problems, then it is critical that you share that story with others, that your voice is heard, and that it helps make a difference to other people. So, folks, until next time, I want to wish you the best and I'm here for you. Share us, like, you know, what kind of stories would you like to hear and how can we support you? Thank you for joining us. So appreciate you and acknowledge you for who you are, and you're part of being our family. And folks, we look forward to seeing you in our next shows. Without you, the show is not possible. So thank you. And thank you, Jason, for all the technical support. Take care and bye for now.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week